today's topic that we're going to work on is contact management software and actually having a automated tickler file for your system. And I'm going to talk about this in a moment, but I will tell you that I think this is one of the most leveraged marketing assets that you could build and work on. And I want to take a second just to remind us all what we're doing here and in Rainmaker. So we know that you all are good lawyers, and the question is, how do we become great marketers? So one of the reasons that most of you will find that you lose focus on marketing is either I just get too distracted with the things we're doing, there's no accountability to keep you looking at the marketing efforts, or just get too busy, and it's just too difficult to stay focused on marketing. So our job here is to keep you focused, provide you with the fresh ideas, give encouragement, some accountability, and a pathway to develop your marketing skills. So little by little, this is important to get. It's little by little for some of us. This isn't our major occupation, marketing. So we have to keep adding the little assets that we can do here, or building on an asset that we can do there, or working on a habit as we go along. So there are 21 marketing assets, and contact management software is one of them, and the one we're going to focus on today. And then there are the five marketing habits. And if we continue to work on all of these, you're going to be, some of you are good marketers now, but you're going to become marketing monsters. So what we'll do is we'll talk about contact management software. I'm going to open it up after I finish that. We're going to open it up to questions about contact management software. And then we're going to do some general coaching on the area of marketing and rainmaking for the rest of the call. So when we talk about contact management software, the reason this plays into building your practice is because marketing is a numbers game, first and foremost. And the more people we know and the more people we can keep track of, the greater chance we're going to be successful. But marketing is also, especially the kind we're talking about here in rainmaking, word-of-mouth marketing, is also about rapport and relationship building. So not only is it important to have names and that information, but it's important to keep the information in the database or the tickler file that allows us to stay in touch with the client. So I'm going to start. You may make notes on some of this if you want, but the purpose of having a tickler file or contact management software, and let me just be clear about what I'm saying there. So a tickler file could certainly be a hard copy or a piece of paper that lists out information or an index card. When I talk about contact management software, I'm just talking about the ability of taking that hard data on a piece of paper and put it in an automated system that may integrate with your other program. So the purpose of this is to make sure we can leverage our marketing activities, create instant rapport and relationship with every contact that we touch base with. A good contact management software will also allow you to track each conversation, the commitments and the promises that you've made. It'll allow you to track the trends, and it'll also allow us to collect information that allows us to cross-sell between clients and or create an aftercare program for them. The kind of people that I would be putting into my contact management software or tickler file would be obviously clients, prospective clients, referral sources, prospective referral sources, and then resource people. In my database, I like to keep not only the vendors, but different people I have to deal with on a daily basis. So on your database, you're going to certainly want to keep law clerks or judges or counsel, opposing counsel in other practice areas. It's just a place where you can track the information. And then the question is, what kind of information do you want to put into your contact management software? And the kind of information you want to look at is, first, obviously, is their name, title, address. And, by the way, you'll sometimes have more than one address. So most of the good contact management software will give you multiple places to put address, because you could have a mailing address and then, or a business address and then a home address. And sometimes it's important to keep that. We want to collect, make sure we're collecting their phone number, their cell number, their fax number. And I'll talk about how this information is collected, and it's usually collected over time. But when we look from a marketing perspective, you have very limited time to do your marketing. And so when it comes time to do it, we don't want to be fumbling around trying to figure out who to call or when to call them, I mean, what numbers to call them at. So having different phone numbers over time allows you to get that very quickly. And it means that someone in your office isn't searching through a hard file trying to get that information. Because my experience is what happens is that when someone has to find that number or you have to dig for that number in a hard file or a bunch of papers, that it's just one more obstacle getting in your way to making that contact. And then the time gets out from behind, underneath you, and you don't make the call. So we want all their different phone numbers, email addresses, their current status. So if they're a referral source versus a client, I want to let my database categorize them in my database that way. And if they're a potential referral source, I might set up a coding system for that that dictates what kind of potential referral source they are. You might enter in your level of relationship that you have with them, whether they're a warm relationship or a cold and someone you have to move into warm. I definitely want to recommend that you collect over time birthdays, anniversaries, hobbies, and interests. I'm going to stop a second and talk about hobbies and interests for a minute. One of the reasons I want you to collect hobbies and interests is, well, there's a couple of reasons. One, when you're explaining the kind of work you do to people, it's best to explain the kind of work you do if you can give them a metaphor or analogy with something they already understand. So if they love to golf or their occupation is farming, if you can translate your work into something they would understand, it's much easier for them, and it has them like you more and understand and allow them to think, which is true, that you understand them better, which is important marketing. The other reason I like to create hobbies and interests in my database is it allows me to connect with someone. So I'm going to go from memory here, because one of the interesting things is once you look at your database often enough, I don't have a very good memory, and some of you may not have a great memory, but after you look at the database long enough, you start remembering some of these, and I remember this because his birthday is this month. Pat, you're on the call, right? And you have a birthday this month, and I'm estimating it somewhere around October. I'm not even looking at the database when I do this because it's memory, but it's around October 22nd or 25th.
You're talking Frank Amano?
Yeah.
Well, you're close, except you've got my wife, and I want to know how. Do you really mind for that information?
So it's your wife's birthday in October, not yours.
Right, I'm February.
You're February. And so I was looking at yours because I thought it was October. But, Pat, for hobbies, interests, I shouldn't do this out of memory. I'm going to embarrass myself. But Patriots, fishing?
Those are his wife's hobbies.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right.
Damn, I keep getting his wife stuff. I'll have to go look at the database so I don't embarrass myself. But what I find is that I really remember these things a little bit over time, the more contact I have with a person. So you want to collect that stuff. And it also is if Pat sends me a referral, I'd want to send him a thank you note. And if I could, a gift, for example, something like Pat, I could take his wife out for dinner because that's apparently all I have in my database is Pat's wife. But I could send him a Patriots ticket or something to do with the Patriots because I know he likes that and he's close to it. So there's things that you can do that are consistent with their likes and hobbies. If they're readers, you can collect that information. If they like wine, you can send them a gift of wine. If they like to dine out, you can send them gift certificates. If they like fishing, so you can relate your referral source or the activities to those sort of thing. So if I was in a person's market, which most of you are, you're local marketers, that if someone is fishing, and I like to fish, I know I could invite them to go fishing or play golf or whatever the scenario is. So the point is, in your database, I want you to start collecting this information, their hobbies and their interests. Obviously, we want to collect their spouse's name just so you can start dating them, as I must do. but you've got spouse's names, children's names, who referred them to you, very, very important, and any other additional notes on them. So that's the type of information you start collecting, and you'll collect that over time, either through interviews with them when you're having a lunch or a breakfast, or if they're a client, you'll have them fill out another document that helps you collect this information as part of their intake. On your regular conversations with them, they may say something like, my wife and I are going skiing next month. So there's two pieces of information. One is, you know, they've got a wife and they like to ski. So I would be collecting that information, either making a note or when I leave a physical meeting or a face-to-face meeting, I might put it into my dictation just so someone can put it in the computer. And I might say, and what's your wife's name? So, and I'll just collect that information as we go along. So that's the type of information that you want to collect into your database. And there's lots of ways to use your database. If it is software, and I'll talk about the considerations of using software, you'll definitely want to find software that you can integrate with your word processing documents or your document generation programs and even your billing programs if you can get it to do that. The Atticus philosophy is that people are the heart of your business, not the documents that you do. So that the contact management software is what we connect everything to, because we generate documents to people, we generate bills to people. People pay our bills, people send us referrals, people where we have the relationship. So I like to put the contact management software as the most important software I put into the office and let other things connect to it. Now, you'll find that some of your document generation software has contact management information connected to it, which is good as long as if you're able to collect and simply use it the way that you want to for data collection. And you'll notice things like Outlook has contact management information connected to it, which can be fine. It's probably one of the lower or less sophisticated programs for contact management software. I think that in the least case, you want to start a paper tickler file to start with, which is index cards to collect this information.